4,600 students and employees responded to the survey on attitudes and behaviors that rated whether the campus values diversity and provides the chance to advance. Chancellor Brian Levin-Stankiewicz says the high response rate validates the overall 90% finding that most are comfortable with the campus climate. But 20% of students of color and lesbian, gay, and bisexuals reported problems. Some had personally experienced intimidating, offensive, or hostile conduct.
Frankly, you know, when you get a doctorate, you don't learn a lot of that stuff. You learn a lot about your discipline, but you're not really taught a whole lot in most fields about how to teach your discipline.
The chancellor says the survey pointed out that bad behavior isn't always reported. A woman, for example, may complain about male colleagues being rude, or a minority feels left out of activities, but both may not feel comfortable telling a supervisor or someone who can make changes.
Even our survey says that what did people do when they experienced these things? Well, most of them just told a friend. Most of them just got angry, but didn't do anything about it.
Consequently, Levin-Stankiewicz says the survey affirms the need for more campuses to create what's called safe spaces.
Do you have mechanisms or people to whom someone can turn when they feel they've experienced a behavior that affects their performance as a student, as an employee?
Other universities doing the climate survey this year include River Falls, Parkside, and Whitewater. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.